This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Sometimes the postscript, the PS at the end of the letter, is the most important. Sometimes the addendum to a book or the last chapter of the book is the most important. I remember reading a book where the secrets of the whole story wasn't revealed until the last page of the book. Sometimes in a personal conversation, you'll hear a phrase, "by the way," and the "by the way" was the real reason the person contacted you. The "by the way" was the real reason that people called you in the first place. And you all know that. You've experienced that. And today we read the postscript, the PS, of the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, that we've been studying for months. And it's just a short passage I'm going to read you. It's only 3 verses long, but I believe that some of the most important things that we've studied over the last 6 months are included, or at least encompassed, by these 3 verses where Paul said, here's the therefore statement. Anytime you see the word therefore in the Bible, which you'll see today, it means everything that's been referenced up until now. Therefore, because of what I've said in chapter 15 and 14 and 13 and so on, here's what you are to do. And today, we read the PS statement of the book of 1 Corinthians, and it may just speak to a man here today, and you need exactly what these words say. There's a woman here today, and you need exactly what the words are. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And 16, 13, and 14. Verse 58 of chapter 15 says this, "Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm." It's a military term. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. "Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Because you know, underline the word know, you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Verse 13 of chapter 16, "Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong." And then verse 14, "Do everything." Do everything in love. What I want to do today is nothing dramatic in the way of an outline. The text gives the outline. We're just going to go through these 3 verses, verse by verse, and let it speak to you today. Let's bring up the first verse, verse 58. "My dear brothers, stand firm." Paul could have pulled rank as an apostle, but he didn't. He didn't say, "As of the Apostle Paul, I'm commanding you to stand firm." He said, "My dear brothers." Sometimes you will do more by appealing to another believer as a brother or sister in Christ than ever pulling rank. So many people in life want to claim authority over other people. We want to claim rank over people. "Well, I know more about the Bible than you do." "Well, I'm more spiritual than you are." Do people do that all the time? They think it, even if they don't say it. And Paul just says, "My dear brothers," what's the first admonition? And I think this is really important. He said, "Stand firm." It's a military term that means to hold your ground. In the second passage, it's stand firm in your faith. And it means to hold your ground in terms of what? Everything he talked about in 1 Corinthians, in my mind, 15. Stand firm in the gospel is what we proclaimed last week, that Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and that he rose again. I want to ask you a personal question. Whatever you stand firm in politically, whatever you stand firm in terms of your personal philosophy of your life, make sure that you stand firm in the gospel, in your faith. Do you stand firm in that?
Well, all this week, the final message from 1 Corinthians, just looking at 3 verses from chapters 15 and 16 about standing firm in your faith. You may stand firm in politics, in athletics, in your job. Stand firm in the Lord. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.